Today, my friends, we begin a series titled Practicing Our Faith, a Way of Life for a Searching People. I don't have to share with you about the kind of world that we are living in, for we all, if we're willing to be honest, spend more time anxiously worrying about that than how each of us here, committed to God's way in a world, can embrace something different. Something that brings more peace, more generosity, more love, and more joy into our world. For the next 6 weeks, in worship and after and throughout the week as well, using the book Practicing Our Faith, A Way of Life for a Searching People, and the scriptures that connect to these practices, we hope to explore a few practices of our faith and focus on what it means to live a way of life that is whole, a way of life that can be lived with integrity in our time. There is a rich, rich tradition of faithful Christians from all over the globe who have continually engaged in common practices of faith for centuries that can guide and instruct us as we journey. We live in a deep time of yearning for truth, for a way, for guidance. We may not say it exactly like this, but we are yearning to find a way to be a people following in God's light and love, increasing it, making more of it, witnessing to it, and aiding God in creating it. However, like anything else in our lives, it takes practice. An intentional way of life is not always easy, nor will it always be nice and comfortable. Do you ever take a step back from your life for a minute or two and say, why do I do this activity? Pick one. Or better yet, does all the activity, each choice that I make in my life, make a difference beyond myself? Are we really living in right relationship to other people, to the created world, and to God? This is the lifelong question of any seeker, anyone yearning to follow Christ. Christian practices can aid us in discovering the answers, for the purpose of any Christian practice is to heal, to shape communities, and to discern the best way for all humanity to flourish. Through reading, conversing, and probably getting a little bit uncomfortable as God invites us into deeper relationship with the sacred in our lives, we will explore together the Christian practices of keeping Sabbath, of what it means to offer hospitality to the stranger, the practice of healing, the practice of singing our lives, the practice of our household economics, and the practice of dying well. But before we get into all of those practices of faith, today we begin with the place where faith itself begins, with baptism. Hear now these words from the book of Matthew. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered John, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. And then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Recently, I watched again the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks and Jodie Foster, which was filmed in 2000. For those of you who don't recall the movie or weren't alive when it came out and your mom hasn't forced you to watch it yet, because it's a good one, the main character played by Tom Hanks is in an airplane crash and is left stranded on an island for a number of years, struggling to survive and trying to figure out how to get off the island. Well, after 3 years on the island, one day, some siding from a porta potty washes up on the beach. A porta potty, right? You know, think big plastic door. And after looking at it for a while, Tom Hanks, his character realizes that this is the final piece of the puzzle that he needed to get off the island. He could turn it into a sail that would get him through the waves on the reef, allowing him to get to the open sea where someone would be able to find him. And you're right, it works. Recalling this story later on in the movie with a friend, after he is rescued by an ocean liner, Tom Hanks' character says, "The water comes and goes, and you never know what the tide will bring in. The water comes and the water goes, and you never know what the tide will bring in." I was struck at how connected this is to our lives of faith and of baptism. The Spirit of God is ever moving, bringing things to us and calling us out into the sea. And God will provide for us the tools to get there. Water is a powerful force, and in many ways we live or die depending on whether or not we have it, and not too much of it. Without water, we die. Each year we celebrate, on this Sunday, the baptism of our Lord. Each year on this day, we remember that not only is water the source of our physical selves, but it is also the source of our spiritual life. We die in our baptisms to a broken, greedy, self-centered life and rise up out of those waters, given a new identity as a child of God. Baptism is where God claims each of us, covers us, drenches us, in fact, overwhelms us with grace, love, that we may be empowered to leave the font soaked, full to the brim with God's grace. Many of my own profound spiritual moments have been near water. It was the end of a mountain stream as it heads into the freezing cold Lake McDonald at Glacier National Park, Montana. It's been the warm breeze in Ocean City, New Jersey, at the Atlantic Ocean. It was sitting on a dune watching the waves of Lake Michigan hit the beach far below. And then it was at the frozen waves and snowdrifts on the shores of Lake Erie in Erie, Pennsylvania. Water is all around us, calling us to remember the water that has already claimed us and made us whole. God has chosen to use something that is so essential to our physical bodies that we cannot ignore the parallel to our spiritual selves. We cannot live without the water of life. Jesus Christ, whose presence and movement continues to sustain us and offer us hope in a dry and thirsty world. The waters of our baptism remind us of where true power lies, of where life begins and ends. At every moment, we belong to God and can rest in God's love. Remembering our baptisms assures us of how much we are loved. We are loved when we succeed, and we are loved when we fail. We are loved when we laugh, and we are loved when we cry, when we are well and when we are sick. After we are taken through the waters of baptism, what was invisible becomes visible. We are loved and claimed by God. And that is enough. Dr. David Luce, Lutheran pastor and past director of the Working Preacher Project, wrote something spot on, I think, about our culture and how important it is to put the font, the water, right here, front and center, so that we can recall how important it is and that we are loved and accepted and belong. He writes, "One of the things I am struck by in today's culture is the need to like everything. We like pages, we like people, we like movements and businesses and organizations on Facebook and in Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram and pick your favorite platform. And it invites us to gather thousands of followers, right? And friends, most of whom we know very little about." He continues, "One of the reasons I think digital platforms and social media in particular are powerful is precisely because they creatively offer affirmation in plentiful doses. Deep down, of course, we know that this kind of affirmation doesn't really mean all that much, or at least it shouldn't. Many of the folks we encounter via the web, after all, don't really know us and we don't know them, so how can their likes and hearts or hugs create any enduring sense of value or worth? Yet it's hard not to wonder what was wrong with the picture we posted to Facebook if only 20 people liked it. And when another picture that somebody else posted garnered 100 likes. Right? I know y'all been there. I have." He goes on to write about how the story of Jesus' baptism is not about affirmation. It is not about affirming who we are, like we offer and affirm one another. Instead, our baptisms are about belonging. Belonging to something, not just inconsequentially being supported. In the story of scriptures, like today, God tells the world that Jesus is his son, in whom he is well pleased. Jesus belongs to God. And we belong to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Unfortunately, living out our lives with a sense of wholeness and harmony that is given to us at this great gift of the font, even though there is great life, there is also many, many deaths. Dorothy Bass, author of Practicing Our Faith, writes, "So we go out clothed in the new life of baptism. Yet the water still dripping from our bodies will likely prove dangerous as well. Death will surely come. Death will surely come, ours and that of others. And sadly, we will even contribute to the death at times through things we have done and things we have left undone. Walking in newness of life, we die again and again. Our treasured schemes of revenge against those who have wronged us, dead. Our entitlement to more than just our share of the world's resources, dead. Self-esteem built on supposed superiority of others, dead. But right in the midst of this dying, we are also given new life beyond our imagining. St. Francis, it is said, put it this way. In baptism, we already have died the only death that matters, leaving us free to risk every other death for the sake of life." Our baptisms leave us free to go into the broken places of a suffering world and to practice our faith, bearing God's mercy and God's healing and God's love. We no longer live in a world where the language, let alone the practice of faith, is understood. or perhaps in many spaces, even welcome. We must choose to acknowledge, each of us, for ourselves, that the reality that each of us walks around drenched with God's love. Around our homes, our neighborhoods, our workplaces, already belonging to God and offered everything we could ever need, love and grace. We don't really have anything to prove to anyone, only faithfulness to pursue. The life of faith is about this font and what it says. It says that God claims us. Before we were born, before we even yearned to have a place to be accepted and to be loved, this faith of ours, this Christianity thing, is about God. It's about how much God loves us, and that through Christ we are born to new life, abundant life, where all we have is given to us, love. And because we have this love, we live our lives serving God because of the gratitude we have for this amazing gift. This font is a familiar sight in the sanctuary. So familiar, how many of you forgot it was here? Each week, someone comes in the morning and fills a carafe with water and fills this thing with water. Each week. Hoping to remind all of us of the universal importance and sacred reality of our baptisms. So this water, this visual reminder, is the most powerful image we can receive. With Christ, we journey through death because of our brokenness, and then we rise to new life because of Christ's power over death. God has gone before us, and in our baptisms, through the power of the Spirit, God comes down and makes evident what was already there. We are God's children, God's beloved. But it is not only once that we come to these waters. Remembering our baptism encourages us to continue on the journey, to refocus things, to challenge us, and at times, to comfort us. The water comes and the water goes. And we never know what the waters will bring, or how God will speak to us, or how God desires that we live our faith as we leave this font, drenched, empowered for service again and again and again. After our hymn in a minute, we are going to invite you all to come forward, to come to the water, and to remember your baptism, that you are claimed by God, and that throughout your life you belong, that you are claimed, you have a home, and you are empowered to bring that water into the world, responding to whatever God speaks to you at the water. So let us remember our baptisms this day, and be nourished because we belong to God.